We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Twitter is good for some things. I know a lot of people hate Twitter, but it is good for some things. For example, a few weeks ago, we had that topic. What's the best beer, beach beer, barbecue beer, et cetera. So Greg saw this and I saw this tweet, and I don't know who the guy initially who tweeted out, somebody named Alex Kirshner. He said, give me your most unpopular take about your own favorite school. Okay. So basically he's asking you, if you went to Michigan, tell me something bad about Michigan, Michigan State, Central, Eastern, you name it, whatever. Greg, who is as proud of a Michigan fan and grad as I know, tweeted back to him. And do you want to say what you tweeted?
I will. The Victors is an overrated fight song.
Wow.
I'm actually surprised to hear you that, because as a non-Michigan fan, I actually think the Victors is a great fight song. But I like the actual Hail to the Victors part. The lead-in is a little bit, you know, dun, 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 yeah. Dun. That's a little much. If they went right to the dun, 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 I think that's a great fight song. I really do. I think it's one of the best fight songs out there.
I do, too. And I, you know how I feel about Notre Dame, especially football. I think Notre Dame's got a great fight song, too.
To me, that's 1 and 1A, and there's really no third place.
Well, there's a third place, but you hate the school, so it doesn't count for you in your point.
USC?
I love USC's fight
song. Oh, it's horrific.
Oh.
It's not a fight song.
Bum, bum, fight on USC.
No, and then there's also dun. Yeah,
but that's not the fight song. It's like the preamble. That's a great fight song.
Okay.
Now, maybe this is just because I've been growing up in Michigan, went to school at Michigan, and I've heard it for 37 years consecutively, and that has sort of lost some of the luster of it. But look, I just looked up the words. Half of the words in the chorus are hail to and the. It's a repetitive song. I don't think there's a lot to it. And I think that's with the USC fight song, too. It's just kind of repetitive and not really bombastic in any way.
Well, I mean, you could say the same thing about Tub Thumping, but it's still a great song. Okay. Okay. So the quote is, give me your most unpopular take about your own favorite school. All right. My favorite school happens to be Northwestern. Okay. And what I'm going to say here is not exactly an unpopular take. I think it's actually a popular take. Yeah, I know. We're so freaking annoying. Wilbon and Adonde and Ravel and Colbert and Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Seth Meyers. Go on down the list. Yeah, we know you went there. We know you're a fan. It's the only school in America that I think where journalists can get away with being unabashed fans. And it's no one calls him on it.
Syracuse
less. Like, I know Tirico went to Syracuse, okay? But he doesn't bring it up at every turn.
No.
Okay?
But he'll tweet about
like
it.
Like, Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon do a show together every day. And I know that Tony Kornheiser went to the University of Binghamton in New York.
Right.
There's no Binghamton stuff that I can see behind him where there's a big old Northwestern football helmet. And there's a Willie the Wildcat, you know, bobblehead.
Well, they play in the Big Ten. Binghamton plays what in the, I don't even know, the Metro Atlantic?
My point is that somehow these clowns made it okay to be a rooting journalist.
I get that.
I mean, I remember when they went to the Rose Bowl and our friend Wojo told me that at like halftime of the game, they were playing USC. They said, attention all Northwestern alums in the press box. We are going to have a picture. At halftime of, you know, so they all got together and took a picture in the press box of all the people who were covering the game, but had also gone to Northwestern. It's absurd.
But see, I think that was okay for the first time because it was so rare.
Yeah.
And like when they finally made it to the NCAA tournament, it was so rare. If they keep doing it, then I agree. It's lame.
I'm sure I'm guilty of this. And probably there's people who are texting me right now saying, hey, Big Head, you're part of the problem. And you're right. I am. But it's like, yeah, we know. We get it. You know, we always say that about the Mariucci and Izzo friendship or Jerome Bettis being from Detroit. Mike Greenberg went to Northwestern? Yeah, we know. We get it. Okay?
See, there's nothing about my alma mater that you could say except, you know, when I tell people I went to America and they say, oh, that's a good school. I said, yeah, now. But when I went there, it wasn't. So, but I'll go with some a couple Michigan things, Jamie. And I like this place, but this might be unpopular. Zingerman's really isn't worth waiting a half hour for.
Ooh. I'm with you on that.
I love it. I mean,
it's very good.
It's very good, but is it worth the wait?
It's not worth the wait. That's a very good one.
And the other one for Michigan is, and I sometimes buy into it, some people don't. It's harder for them to get football players because of their education.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous. Heather, anything you want to say about your fine alma mater, the Michigan State University? Anything negative? Like East Lansing's kind of a boring town or?
No.
No?
No.
So it's just, it's all great.
It's all great.
Yeah. Okay.
Like some of the ones I saw tweeted was like the creamery at Penn State is overrated, which is a lie because it's really good ice cream.
Never been. Yeah. Jamie, you bring up Northwestern every day. Who's the real tool? Answer is you. Go Cats, moron. Yeah, see, now I do feel like I'm part of the problem. Greg is an idiot. Notre Dame is number one and Michigan is number two. There is no debate. That's from John in Harper Woods. Yeah, Greg, being a fan of college football, if you don't think Michigan or Notre Dame has the best fight song, what do you think has the best fight song?
I actually think War Eagle by Auburn's pretty cool.
How's it go? If I were playing Name That Tune, I would.
We played Name That fight song instead of Name That Horn.
Yeah.
Look, it's rarely heard, and yet that's why I kind of like it. I think it's catchy. And look, by the way, I'm not advocating that they change the fight song.
No, of course not. Yeah.
We're at the point of no return here.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, as a great fight song, and there's a ticket text that says, the Victors has 19 words in it. How can it be that great? I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
Well, hold on a second. The classic song Tequila only has one word, and that's a great song.
Yeah.
So I don't go by whether a song's
but it doesn't have a lot of words.
I know, but it only has one.
The Michigan song has a lot of words.
Okay, here's another one from Michigan that it's good, but it's just a little overrated. Touching the blue banner, the Go Blue banner when they come on the field. That to me, that's...
I like it.
I like it. I just think it's a little overrated. That's all.
Yes, I agree with that. And why I like it too, it's not this great, grand entrance for Michigan.
Right.
It's not like a top... five
it's
or
not
ten
like touching,
tradition.
Touching the rock at Clemson or whatever they do.
Yeah,
there.
Howard's Rock is like far better.
Yeah, I agree.
And they run down a hill.
Okay. Another ticket text. Maize and Blue Deli is a million times better than Zingerman's when it comes to deli sandwiches. Just my opinion. That's from Marlon and Walden.
Well, it's positive. See that?
I have not been to the Maize in Tooele.
I had years ago. It's very good.
Wow, how about this one? I disagree with this one, but okay. The girls at State aren't that much hotter than the girls at U of M. I don't see a hell of a lot of evidence for that one, but that's, I assume, coming from a Michigan State person because you're supposed to say something unflattering.
Yeah, you're married to a Michigan State woman. I'm married to a Michigan woman. Those are fighting words, my
present friend. Company. Listen, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying having spent plenty of time at both universities, with all due respect to our friend Heather, I mean, I think Michigan State wins that battle.
I do too.
In fact, I was going to say about Northwestern. Ugh. But that's also a pretty well-held opinion.
Well, were you there when Rachel Nichols was there?
Oh, yeah.
Was she good-looking back then, too?
I went out to lunch with her one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she doesn't remember it, but I did.
Was she good-looking back then, too, is my question.
Yeah.
Although some people don't think she... I think she's very attractive.
Okay, well, I'll tell her. All right, we got a couple more ticket texts on here. I thought this is surprising to me. We're talking about saying something about your alma mater, an unpopular opinion about your favorite school, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, this one from Jared. CMU student here. I can't stand Fire Up Chips.
Wow. That's a surprise.
That is like the anthem of, say, CMU. I mean, that's
how
people greet each other. I'm stunned by that.
My wife's went to CMU, and that's the way she greets her friends who went there with
Fire Up Chips. Yeah. I wonder if any Western Michigan fans would admit that they really, really really miss PJ Fleck, or they really like, or they still root for him at Minnesota. Because remember, we used to work with a guy here named Mike Feld, who, I mean, he actually sang the fight song on our show with PJ Fleck. He loved PJ Fleck, and now he despises PJ Fleck more than anything. Tequila is a better fight song than most schools' fight songs. That's from Randy in Tulsa. Thanks for listening in Tulsa, Randy. The Victors actually has a ton of words. It's just the idiot mouth-breathing fan base can't remember more than 19 words. Also, it sounds like circus music. Best fight song is Rocky Top, Go Green. Okay? How about this one, Stoney? Brian in Walled Lake. I'm a Penn State fan. having the most bland uniforms in all of college football is overrated.
I can see that. I like it because it's unique because they're so bland.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not a bad take.
When Bill O'Brien coached there and he put the names on the back of the jerseys, yeah, I kind of liked that, actually. I thought it looked kind of cool. I don't know. It fits somehow.
I don't think you need names on the jerseys, but whatever. No. I'm ambivalent on it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Believe me, I'll take Penn State's bland jersey over the mishmash that Oregon has every week.
Okay. Well,
that's an awful. A lot of those are awful.
Right. You're also not an 18-year-old kid.
Correct.
Yeah. You're 10 years older?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay. Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.